What is up, game hackers? This is Chris, joined with JP, and we are here to tell you what's going on with game hackers.
What's up, guys?
What do we have up first?
We have what games are we playing? Recently I've started playing the Left 4 Dead demo, or Left 4 Dead 2 demo, I should say. It's actually pretty nice. It looks a lot better than the previous game. New weapons. The demo is really short though, because it's like basically half of a one level, so
They're getting pretty cheap on those demos, huh? I remember when the first game came out, you could play like three levels of the campaign.
it's getting really cheap. I guess I don't know. They're releasing it November 27th, is that right?
I don't even know. Haven't kept up with that game. I just think it should have been an expansion pack, honestly.
Yeah, but I've read something that like they couldn't do it because it's basically a rewrite of the whole game because they redid the director and everything.
Well, as long as it's good, I don't really care. I'll be picking it up.
Yep, so will I.
By the way, everybody, this week won't be the interview with the BioWare programmer. That'll probably be next week sometime. So, what do we got next?
Next we have a PatView X. And the public sales and whatnot.
Right. So, released a revised version of PatView, completely rewritten. It was originally going to be VIP only, but we changed that to a public sale. We have a new authorization system. You just buy a key, we send it to you, and you can install. It's pretty cool. We got it working mostly, and any people that sign up for VIP do get a free key, so it's not going to be like two separate purchases for you guys. We have some new features in there as well. What do you think of it, Maniac?
My first question would actually be, how much is each key?
We haven't actually put up a purchase page yet. We're thinking around $10 per key, because you do get automatic updates throughout the life of the program, and each key will work for one computer. But we will have sales for like five keys for $30 instead of 50. So I guess that'll be nice.
Yeah, that sounds pretty nice. I've looked at the program myself. It looks a lot better than the other one. It's a lot more organized and easier to use. I do like the new organization of that screenshot, by the way.
Yeah, just wrote that one up tonight, actually. That update just went live a few hours ago. Yeah, so I guess you guys can pick that one up soon whenever we put up the purchase page. VIP members have been enjoying it for a few weeks now. So it looks like we got our November contest next. This will probably be the regular logo, just a redesign of that. The prize might actually be a PatView XP.
That sounds pretty nice. It's just like put a turkey on the logo or something, Thanksgiving related or what?
I guess we could do that. I was just gonna do a regular logo redesign, but if we want to stick with the holiday themes, we could do that, and then we'll have Christmas next month or something.
It just makes sense to me. I mean, it's nice to see different logos up there each month and whatnot, so.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. So I guess it's gonna be Thanksgiving themed next month instead.
All right, sounds good.
All right, and I don't really know how much I'm supposed to say about this next topic. Virus has something in the works. He's not entirely sure if he's going to finish it. Yeah, I don't really know how much I can say. Do you know what I'm talking about? Any idea?
I think I do. I just sent you a message on MSN about it. I remember you mentioning something about that before, so.
Yep, that's the one. I don't really know how much I'm supposed to say. How would you tease this without giving anything away?
Don't think you really can, honestly.
Well, a couple weeks ago we put up a new topic about an AC Toolkit X, and what I can say is that's not what you'll be getting. So how's that for a tease, buddy?
I guess that works.
Yep, I won't even tell you what it's about. So, He doesn't even know if he's going to finish it yet, so that's why I can't really tell you anything. But if he does, I can say there's a small percentage of our members that will enjoy it. What do we got? Mention next week's. Oh, yeah. So Tom will be coming next week. I think I already said that, but look forward to that one. What's next, JP?
After that, we have end of AC tools.
Right, I don't know why I threw this one in there, but I'm pretty sure I can safely say we're all done writing Animal Crossing tools. I'm done with Pat View. I'll keep adding new features to the Pat View X, but I'm really done writing new tools for that. I know for a fact Virus is done writing new tools for that, and DS Pet is probably just going to keep updating the downloadable content.
Yeah, I think really everything that can be written has been written. So there's not too much room left to write anything, so.
Yeah, that's just about it. I mean, we've conquered that game completely. I guess we're just waiting for the next one now.
Yep, who knows when that'll come out.
It'll probably just be another rebuild of the same exact engine they've been using since the N64.
Yeah, I never actually played the N64 myself, but I know I played the GameCube one at least, and it's basically the same, just new graphics.
Yeah, the exact same game, actually. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Oh, I don't think they can do it again, though. I think they'll have to make a few upgrades this time. Anyway, so getting away from Animal Crossing, since we are anyway, we got Windows 7 next on our topic list, and I think we should definitely cover that one because it's a pretty great operating system.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to try it myself yet. I've seen it on a few computers. I think my dad's going to order it here soon for his laptop and whatnot. So I guess we'll see how that is. I've heard it's a lot better interface and whatnot, more user friendly. I know it takes up a lot less memory than Vista did, so.
Yeah, I like to say it has twice the performance for half the RAM used. I like it so far. There's a few hidden tools that I really like the new snapshot tool, where you can actually zone off certain sections of the screen and take a print screen of that instead. It's pretty cool. And there's also one called, oh, what's it called? It's some kind of debugging tool where you can just run it and it'll record screenshots and all of your mouse clicks and stuff. So you can basically reproduce an error and it'll have a step-by-step guide printed out for you.
Oh, that's pretty nice, actually. I didn't even know about those.
Yeah, I really like all the new little touches they added to it. It really amounts to a lot. Sticking on the Microsoft topic, they've started banning Xbox Live users that are running pirated games. They did this over the last week or so.
Oh, it's about time they did something about those. I know I have a few friends that actually can get any game for free, it seems.
Yep, it was really out of the blue, and they said there's no real time-specific reason for doing this, even though they did just release ODST, so you can't really believe what they say.
Oh, you know Microsoft, they usually don't give away much.
Oh yeah, congrats to them. If they can do it like that, then sure. They really had this one up their sleeve for a while. I mean, nobody saw it coming. What do we got next?
Oh, we have all our reader questions.
Oh God, there's a crap ton of those.
Yeah, and the first question would be, is there a Joe Diabetes Fund?
The answer to that is yes. On the top of every Game Hackers page, there's a donation link that you can just click on, send us a few bucks, and 0 cents of every dollar goes to the Joe Diabetes Fund.
That's a great answer. Oh gosh. All right, the next one, it's from Dragon Boy. Are you awesome in real life like you guys are in here?
I don't want to answer for you or anything, but I have to go with yes on this one.
I'd have to say yes too, so.
Yeah, you're pretty much listening to the coolest guys on the web. What do we got next?
If you could be any animal for the day, What would you be and why?
I would be one of those hyenas from The Lion King because they kick a whole lot of ass.
Wow. I don't even know what I would be, to be honest.
See, I was gonna go with Sonic, but then I know Sonic Hyuga would be pretty upset with me because that's totally his pick. So I decided, go a little off topic there and go with some hyenas.
That sounds good.
What do we have next?
What's your favorite food, and who is your favorite non-staff member, and who's the most annoying member?
Who asked that one?
Dragon Boy again.
Yeah, he's the most annoying.
I'm not gonna agree or disagree on any of them. I'd rather not say who my favorite non-staff member is, really. But my favorite food is apple pie.
Was a complete joke, by the way. He's not the most annoying. We definitely have a few extra annoying members, I guess. My favorite, right now it'd probably be WeeFan. I don't like to play favorites, but come on, he's awesome. I know a couple people will hate me for that one. What do we got next?
What's your favorite Chuck Norris fact?
Actually saw one a couple hours before we started this. It was a picture of Chuck Norris's dog cleaning up his own shit because Chuck Norris doesn't take shit from anybody.
Yeah, I think I saw that post in the chat box. Actually, WeFam posted it.
And that is why he's my favorite. Bam, justification right there.
Alright, our next question is, what's your favorite flavor of pie? I've already said this, and it's apple, so.
Man, you answered two with one with that answer. I would have to go with pumpkin. Only with Cool Whip, not whipped cream. That shit is crappy, all right? You gotta go Cool Whip all the way.
Alright, next question is, when is the next podcast?
He asked that a couple weeks ago, so I'd have to say right now, you idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
Just in case anybody wants to know when the actual next podcast will be, in case you were planning on asking after we recorded this, probably sometime next week.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be on for that and not too busy. Although I'm taking 2 weeks off from everything, so I should be available. But anyways, our last question is, did you enjoy your time creating PatView?
Well, I rewrote it, so obviously I did. It's a lot of fun messing with the save file for Animal Crossing. I think if I had the opportunity, I would have enjoyed creating AC Toolkit a little more, but Virus definitely beat me to the punch with that one. So PatView was the next option, and I really enjoyed it.
All right, that pretty much wraps up our readers' questions. I don't think we have anything else. I think we're done.
Awesome. Nice quick podcast. See you later, everybody.
See ya.